A story here from CBS News. Recent college graduates are having a harder time finding work despite their higher education degrees, which usually give job seekers a leg up in the labor market. That is according to a new report from Oxford Economics, which shows the unemployed recent college grads account for 12%, 12% of the national unemployment rate since mid-2023. It's a relatively high number. What's more, the rate of unemployment among workers who have recently graduated from college and are between the ages of 22 and 27 is 6%, which is above the national unemployment rate of 4.2%. Says Matthew Martin, senior U.S. economist at Oxford Economics, people who have obtained a bachelor's degree or higher have a higher unemployment rate than the national average, and this is the first time this has happened in the last 45 years. Explain this to me. I mean, you go to college, you or your parents pay an exceptional amount of money in hopes that you're going to graduate with a higher level degree, be easily employed. It's not like the unemployment rate is high in this country. It's low. I think we can all agree on that. And yet college grads, recent college grads, are having trouble finding work, at least more so than people who have been in the workforce for
longer. Are they having trouble finding work or work that they deem acceptable, that they want, that, right, Sam?
Like, you hit the nail on the head.
They're not going to do the foot in the door work anymore. They want to start with the $100,000 a year salary.
Well, you're not going to get that.
I know.
It's a pride thing. For whatever reason, we have convinced our college graduates, and I came out of college with this same exact mentality. Granted, mine was quashed quite a bit because I knew what industry I was going into and my expectations were leveled. But
by me.
For anybody else who is going into engineering or accounting or marketing or anything, they are expecting to get $60,000 to $80,000 to $100,000 right out of the gate.
Yeah.
They aren't willing to put in the grunt work. They aren't willing to go get the coffees. They aren't willing to do all of the work that they look down on because their professors told them to look down on that work.
I don't know that the professors told them to look down on that work.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'm going to disagree with you on that one, too.
And I wouldn't get anybody's coffee.
I remember when you and I were in KU, what was her name? Adrienne Rivers was our professor, my professor in 1994. And I'll never forget she gave the best advice I ever heard. She said, when you get out of this university, do not try to get a job in Kansas City.
No.
Do not try to get a job in Chicago.
They'll laugh you out the door.
Go to the small market first. Make your mistakes there, because mistakes you make in a small market will get you fired in a big market.
Sure. You know what else I read today? I read today the resume is dead.
I think the resume's been dead.
The resume, the traditional resume, is dead. And you know what's replaced it?
Computer
like,
file?
Like video, vlogging. Hi, my name is Scott. Mm-hmm. This is why you should hire me.
Oh, yeah, the video resume. Why are you a great person? Why do you want me on your team? I'll tell you why in the next 60 seconds.
But doesn't that force you then to come up with, like, to be a comedian or to be, you know, think outside of the box? You know, everyone is going to say, I went to school, this is my degree, this is why I'm qualified. When you're asking someone to display themselves on video, are you really learning anything more from that than you would on the traditional piece of paper?
So there was a young person in my neighborhood not too long ago, and I gave them some unsolicited advice. They were getting ready to apply for a job at a college, and they had to do one of these video resumes. And what it is, the way I understood it, the way that he explained it to me, was they basically give you, and you don't get the questions until you log in.
Oh, God. So it's like timed?
So you don't know. Well, yeah, kind of, sort of. You don't know what the questions are going to be until you log in for your video resume application or whatever you want to call it. And then this was first round. I don't know what the second round is like. You log in. There you are. You're sitting at your computer. And the question appears in a box. And you have to read the question.
Oh, God.
And then answer it.
Like a game show?
Well.
Like, are they scenarios? Or is it like, name your earliest childhood memory?
I think they're pretty basic. Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Why do you think you're a good fit for this company? What is it about you that separates you from others who might be applying? Stuff like that. And I told this young man, I said, do not walk into this thinking you need to be funny. What you need to be is affable.
Oh, I think you should be funny.
Well, but see, if you try too hard, then you're not funny. And, you know, remember back when you were 22, 23 years old, applying for a job at WIBW.
And everyone is saying the same thing. Oh, I'm going to work really hard, and I'm gonna show up every day. I'm going to break those stories. You give me a story, I'm going to break it. I'm going to break that news.
But what I told him was, be yourself. If you remember nothing else, just be yourself. Do not try too hard. If you try too hard, it'll show.
Well, and what it really is a 60-second display of how you operate under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That is their first impression of how you operate under pressure, because you can type out a resume, you can get a great cover letter, you can prepare for weeks before the first interview and nail it. But the second you're under pressure, you might cave.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on KMBZ.